I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called The Man Who Could Predict the Past. I live mostly in the past. Why, you ask, do I make such a statement? For one thing, back here in the past, I can reenact all things troublesome and make them somewhat more bearable, or at least resort them into less mysterious configurations. Why, I should have done what I should have said. Why, if I had turned this way instead of that way at just the right moment, what really happened that time back then instead of what I supposed was happening? Great questions to ask myself when my brain is between heavy copings and lazy meanderings. Anyhow, come join me in reorganizing the past. Seeing life from different angles can be useful, or at least hilarious. Let's suppose I could actually alter the past, thus altering the future. Would I do anything significant, or would I just pick on the little things? I wave my magic wand and proclaim National No Honking Day. Lay that heavy hand down and listen to the quiet. National Fill Your Lunch Plate Up Solely with Foods You Detest Day. You might surprise yourself by eating from a different perspective. I learned to love spinach when I last did this. National Trim That 3-inch Hair Growing Out of Your Ear Day. There's always something I miss. Catching up can be so relaxing. National Thank Someone You Would Never Think to Thank Day. Yes, this is painful, but I feel so much better when I'm able to accomplish this. National Self-Esteem Adjustment Day. Swipe away those negatories and concentrate on what's good, no matter how small. Spend extra quality time with your most obnoxious customer or neighbor day. This is hard, but surprisingly revitalizing. No Stepping on Ants Day. Give them a day off. No Ranting Day. If my idea of bliss is mouthing off at everything I disapprove of, this could be the day I change course and reduce coarseness. And so on. You could make your own list. Who knows? Something good could come from this.